Senate will come to order, please. The Senate will come to order for the 59th legislative day. Will members please vote to signify their presence in the chambers?
The roll shows 20 members present this morning.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. A quorum is present for the Senate to conduct business this morning. This morning's chaplain is Senator Halford. Will all please rise for the invocation.
Our God, we thank you for sunshine, for each other, for the right to agree, to disagree, and to learn. Amen.
Senator Abood, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the certification of the journal, please, for the 58th legislative day?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 58th legislative day in Senate House Joint Session number 16.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 58th legislative day in Senate House Joint Supplement number 16 be approved as certified.
Without objection, the Senate Journal for the 58th legislative day and Senate House Joint Journal number 16 has been approved by this body. Senator Fanning, you are seeking the floor, sir.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this morning's prayer will be spread on the journal. Do we have introduction of guests? Senator Curtula.
President of the Senate, gives me a great deal of pleasure on behalf of Senator Zemaski and myself, and I also invite them to our offices to introduce two of the close-up people here. Brian Zocker, who's a student, and Lettie Swanson, a teacher, both in Piddly.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, it also gives me great pleasure to introduce two close-up students and their teacher, Tom Nash, who's a teacher from Tetland, and Steve Patrick, who's of Mentasta Lake, and Kathy Johns from Mentasta Lake. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Elias.
Madam President, thank you. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce some students on the close-up program from Skagway. We have Sally Field, Adam Lawson, Michael Coyler, Kathy Hart, and with those students is teacher Leslie Wilkinson. Welcome to Capitol.
Senator Lyson.
Madam President, it also gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce two longtime friends from Sitka in the Far Gallery. They're here for the annual gold medal ball tournament. Harvey don't play anymore, but they're here watching every year. Harvey and Marietta Williams. Welcome.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. Always a pleasure to welcome close-up students down here to Juneau. Several students from two different school districts that I represent, from the Yukon-Koyukuk School District, from Nulato, Todd Nicolai, and the teacher, Edith Nicholas. And also, Madam President, from the Galena School District, Kathy Dayton from Galena, and Byron Nelson from Galena, and also their teacher, Sherry Serkin from Galena.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm glad to introduce Bob Coase here from Anchorage, who's the president of the Duty Free Shops of Alaska, and was also up at our hearing in Anchorage for international trade about 2 weeks ago, and he's in the other gallery over here.
Further introduction of guests, Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. Was that Poe or Coe?
Coe.
We had both at the same presentation. Madam President, it's indeed a pleasure for me to welcome students from the Bristol Bay School District that are participants in the close-up program, and having breakfast with them the other morning, they're quite interested in what's going on, and I know they're all following legislation. But from King Salmon, Tiffany McFarland, and from NACNIC, Don Anderson, and the accompanying teacher, Jill Crins. Welcome to Senate.
Further introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages this morning from the governor, Madam President.
Our message is from the House of Representatives.
Message dated March 8, Dear Madam President, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 46, Transportation Amended, thus passing Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 46, Transportation, requesting the Federal Aviation Administration to exempt aircraft in Alaska from regulations on the size of aircraft registration numbers and on supplemental identification plates. Message dated March 8, Dear Madam President, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill Number 356, Rules Amended, thus passing Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 356, Resources, an act relating to the authority of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission in connection with certain activities of the Alaska Power Authority, certain agreements among certain public utilities, and calculating power cost equalization relating to certain meetings between the Alaska Power Authority and public utilities, and providing for an effective date. The House also adopted the Senate letter of intent and again adopted the House letter of intent. These are both from Irene Cash and Chief Clerk of the House. Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 54, recognizing the importance of secretaries, certified professional secretaries, and professional legal secretaries, and requesting the governor to designate April 18 through 22, 1988, as State Secretaries Week, and April 20, 1988, as State Secretaries Day. A majority of the committee recommended it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 54, Labor and Commerce, with a new title and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Kelly, Chairman concurring Senators Eliason, Ewing, Zemanski, and Fahrenkamp. Senate Concurrent Resolution has a further referral to the Rules Committee with a new zero fiscal note. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 12 relating to the determination of the state's boundaries with the Soviet Union and Canada. Majority of the committee recommended it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 12, Judiciary, and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, Chairman, concurring Senators Josephson and Sturgiluski. There is a new zero fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 12 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 62 relating to making state facilities and national parks in Alaska accessible to visitors. Majority of the committee recommended due pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Fanning and Jones. There is a new zero fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 62 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 457, exempting certain persons from the Alaska Wage and Hour Act, and recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 457, Labor and Commerce, with a new title, a new zero fiscal note, and reports it back as follows. Senator Kelly, Chairman, signed due pass. Senators Eliason and Ewing and Fahrenkamp signed no recommendation. Senator Zemanski signed do not pass. Senate Bill Number 457 has no further referral.
Rules Committee, consideration of the calendar.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 185, Finance, Amended, State Loans, effective date, and recommends it be replaced with Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 185, Labor and Commerce, new title, and a new fiscal note, and reports it back as follows. Senator Kelly, Chairman, and Senator Fahrenkamp signed due pass. Senators Zemanski and Ewing signed no recommendation. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 185, Finance Amended, has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 351, Arbitration of Medical Malpractice Claims. Majority of the committee recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes and Jones. Senate Bill Number 351 is on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 485 by the Judiciary Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Access to Criminal Records by the Department of Education.
This will be referred to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee and the Judiciary Committee for their investigation.
That is the only bill for introduction this morning.
And there were no introduction of Senate resolutions.
That's correct.
And that brings us down to consideration of daily calendar. Madam Secretary, Senator Eliason, the Senate will stand at ease. Act order, we are at the calendar. Madam Secretary, will you read the first item on the calendar, please?
Senate Bill Number 351 by Senator Strzelewski for an act entitled, An Act Relating to Arbitration of Medical Malpractice Claims. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senator Spanning and Catula. Zero fiscal note attached. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Catula, Chairman, concurring Senators Fake, Strzelewski, and Rohde. Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes and Jones.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Are there any amendments? Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 351 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 351 is before the Senate for final passage. Madam Secretary, we read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 351, an act relating to arbitration of medical malpractice claims.
Discussion. Senator Strzelewski.
Madam President, we have here a very modest proposal that the body can vote on that gets rid of unwanted, unneeded, unnecessary paperwork. We have a statute on the books that allows for voluntary arbitration between a patient and a doctor, a patient and a hospital. And at the present time, through some little quirk of interpretation, if you go into the doctor's office and you sign an agreement to enter into voluntary arbitration if horrible things should happen, when you go into a hospital, or might have to go to the hospital, then you have to re-execute the paperwork. All this bill does is to say that each time you go to the hospital, you have to re-execute that agreement, which is logical and everybody supports that. But that if you are under a doctor's care and you have executed an agreement with them, you don't have to re-execute when you go into the hospital. So it has support of the Hospital Association, was brought to us by one of the smaller hospitals who found that just as unneeded, unwanted, unnecessary paperwork. I urge your support.
Further discussion?
Question.
Hearing no further discussion, the question has been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 351 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote, and thus Senate Bill 351 is passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas. Next item on the calendar.
Honoring Ken Humphreys by Senators Duncan, Eliason, Strzelewski, Rohde, Ewing, Halford, Sharoff, and Kelly, Representatives Hudson and Ulmer.
Senator Curtillo.
I know Ken well. I'd move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor of the citation.
Without objection, Senator Couture will be shown as a co-sponsor. Madam Secretary, my name was supposed to be on there too, please. With no objection, I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor. Senator Booth?
Same motion, please.
Without objection, Senator Booth. Senator Fahrenkamp will be shown as a co-sponsor on the citation. Senator Josephson?
Same motion.
Without objection, Senator Josephson will be shown as co-sponsor.
Same
Senator
motion.
Fisher? Without objection, Senator Fisher. Senator Binkley? Without objection, Senator Binkley will be shown as a co-sponsor. Further discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Ken Humphreys be approved.
Without objection, the Ken Humphreys citation has been approved by the State Senate. Unfinished business. Senator Catula.
Thank you. I made a motion last week, and I, for some way or another, it was on my mind that I would take up the bill that we moved to the Judiciary Committee for 1 week on Thursday in normal course of business, and then it would come up for Friday's calendar. I think the Rules Chairman and the author have sat down, so we still will do that. However, apparently, under the motion, it should have stated it would come up for Thursday. Come back to the floor Thursday. And if this is a fact, I would just let the body know that it is my intention to bring it back to the floor on Friday after Thursday judiciary meeting. The author of the legislation understands and the Rules Chairman has conferred with him. So that means it would probably come to the floor no earlier than Monday. It's just a pure guess. I can't speak for rules.
Senator Eliason.
Madam President, on the same subject, I'd like to remind the body we're coming in at 8:30 Saturday, Friday morning for session, and we intend to have a light calendar, if we can find one. And so consequently, the bill that Senator Cotulla is referring to will be on Monday's calendar.
Okay. There was. Is there any objection from the body? Any discussion? Any further clarification? Unfinished business. Senator Kelly.
President, I'm going to be out of state on and about March 23rd. I've asked to be excused for 3 days. Just to be on the safe side, I'd ask, move and ask unanimous consent, I'd be excused from a call to the Senate on March 21st and March 25th.
March 21st and 25th? Without objection. Senator Kelly will be excused from the call of the Senate on March 21st and March 25th on state business. He's already previously been excused on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Have a nice session.
Further unfinished business? Senator Halford.
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution Number 12 relating to the determination of the state's boundaries with the Soviet Union and Canada be waived from the Finance Committee. It has other referrals, and it's a Judiciary Committee substitute, but it has no fiscal note.
Without objection, Senate Joint Resolution Number 12 dealing with the boundaries between the Soviet Union and Canada will be waived from the Finance Committee. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Kelly.
President, just to remind the members of the Labor and Commerce Committee, we are having an unprecedented 9 a.m. committee meeting tomorrow morning. The bills have been posted.
Further announcements. Senator Josephson.
Madam President, this might be the prerogative of Senator Strzelczyk, because I think she serves on the tourism working group, but that group will be meeting in the House State Affairs Committee at noon. And there will be a presentation by Mr. Coe of duty-free shops, who was in the gallery today, on some exciting tourism ideas. I hope that members will attend. There will not be a children's caucus today, as had been originally announced, Madam President.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements, Senator Strzelczyk.
Madam President, yes, I was going to announce on that meeting. It will be held from 12 to 1 in House State Affairs Committee, Capitol Room 102. There's some kind of good news and bad news, I think, in terms of flights, of overflights that are going to be commencing, and the need to be really aggressive there. And I know Senator Ewing has done a lot of work on that, but it's one we should all hear about. I'd like to announce the Senate Joint Committee on Economic Recovery meeting at 5 o'clock in the Butrovich Room, and we'll be looking at kind of coming to grips with where we're going to go. So I hope you'll come with your specific suggestions for debate and discussion today, 5 o'clock.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President, the Senate Committee on Resources will meet at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. We'll be taking up Senate Bill 191 first, and then we'll go to Senate Bill 482, which is the farming of aquatic plants and animals, prohibiting the aquatic farming of fin fish and salt water. We'll have a work session on 191 starting at noon, 12 noon, in the Belts Room. And then we'll move to the Butrovich Room at 1:30. Hopefully, we'll be able to resolve most of the issues on that bill.
Further announcements? Senator Abood.
State Affairs will meet this afternoon, take up 241, an act relating to election campaign financing, and SB 202, an act relating to the contents of disclosure statements under the conflict of interest law.
Senator Fisher.
Senate Health, Education, and Social Service Committee will meet today, and the bills are on the calendar.
Further announcements? Special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow, March 10th, 1988.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. March 10th, Thursday.